painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Red Scooter Deli on 6th Street has a patio that you need to check out. Enjoy your favorite Red Scooter breakfast or lunch on the cozy heated patio. Order in person or online. Check out Red Scooter's Grab and Go stock daily with wide selection. Red Scooter Deli serving you fresh food for over 16 years. Red Scooter Deli is at 711 6th Street next to the Pet Center with tons of parking. Go to redscooterdeli.com, open 6:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily. Use promo code KPRL for a $5 discount.
Things are growing, and Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, reminds you it's time to get your yard in shape. We're talking sunshine, spring planting, and green lawns. Get prepared with a trip to Blake's for all your fertilizer, seeds, and gardening supplies. You'll also find all the drip irrigation products you need at Blake's. They're ready right now to answer your questions and show you the variety of drip irrigation systems, water-saving sprinklers, and the newest in water-saving technology. Plus, they have all the little parts you need to set up a drip irrigation system that will keep your yard green all through summer. And don't forget yard cleanup. Blake's True Value has rakes, shovels, hoes, trowels, weed eaters, and pruning tools. Everything you'll need to keep your yard in shape. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center. 1701 Riverside, Paso Robles, open every day.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, March 18th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles City Council approves housing project on Creston Road. Upcoming full overnight closure of Highway 41 past Jalam Y. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today, highs in the low 90s. It's 49 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. Don't just go solar. Go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The Paso Robles City Council unanimously approved the recommendation from the Planning Commission for plans to an affordable housing project on Creston Road. The project includes 12 duplex buildings on a 4.32-acre property located near Capitol Hill Road. Each condo has private yards attached to car garages, and the lot contains guest parking spaces. As part of the project, 10 oak trees are required to be removed, a majority of which are in poor condition. 29 oak trees will be planted as a replacement to the removal of these. Travelers in both directions of Highway 46 east of Chelan will encounter overnight one-way reversing traffic control tonight at 6 until 6 a.m. on Thursday. Caltrans says travelers can expect delays of about 20 minutes and are advised to allow for extra time on their travels through the area. Traffic control is for crews to continue their construction activities on the Highway 46 corridor. Full overnight closure of Highway 41 from Chelan to Reef Station. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:09.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:10. Caltrans announced there'll be a full overnight closure of Highway 41 starting Thursday night at 8 p.m. The closure will last until Friday, March 20th at 8 a.m. The affected area will be the 41 east of the Chelan Y to Reef Station at the intersection of Highway 33. Caltrans says crews will be finalizing repairs to the highway from a major rock slide in December. Crews will move a 400-foot concrete barrier and rock fence to the shoulder to serve as a barrier to any future rockfall. Caltrans will also reinstall permanent striping, taking away temporary lane striping and traffic control devices. Travelers are advised to use Highway 46 as a detour, using the 33 to return to the 41 at Reef Station. Caltrans also says to allow for an extra 30 minutes of travel time. San Luis Obispo County Cattlemen's Association has withdrawn its support for a District 2 supervisor candidate. The Cattlemen's Association previously donated $2,500 to Jim Tantona's campaign in October. The donation, however, was not approved by the association's Political Action Committee. The association decided to withdraw their endorsement of Dantona when they discussed a video of him denouncing the sheriff's office releasing a video of protesters in the county jail speaking out against immigration customs enforcement. The superintendent of the San Luis Coastal Unified School District has announced he will retire in July 2027. Eric Prater has served as superintendent for the district for 17 years, starting in 2010, and served 34 years in public education in California. The district serves campuses from San Luis Obispo to Morro Bay. In a release from Prater, he said, "It has truly been one of the greatest honors of my life to work alongside such dedicated educators, staff members, families, and community partners in service of our students." Prater said the Board of Education will begin the process of selecting a search firm to help the superintendent search over the coming weeks. The board expects to select the next superintendent in early fall 2026, Prater said, with the start date of July 2027. An item to approve a request for proposals on a search firm was agendized in Tuesday's San Luis Coastal Board school meeting. In sports for the NBA yesterday, the Spurs beat the Kings 132-104, the Nuggets over the 76ers 124-96, the Cavaliers beat the Bucks 123-116, the Timberwolves over the Suns 116-104. Tonight, the Warriors will face the Celtics, the Lakers will go against the Rockets, the Clippers will face the Pelicans, the Thunder will go against the Nets. In California news, United Farm Workers Union has urged people around the country to participate in immigration justice events or other services instead of commemorating the typical day to Cesar Chavez. Several celebrations for Cesar Chavez's birthday around California were also canceled at the request of the Cesar Chavez Foundation. These are in response to allegations regarding the abuse of young women or minors by Cesar Chavez, which are right now unconfirmed. Under the Trump administration's order, Sable Offshore Corporation announced that oil is now flowing through its Santa Ynez pipeline system. The pipeline has been closed since 2015, and Sable took ownership of the pipeline in 2024. State leaders have condemned the reopening of the pipeline and oil operations off California's coast. The two Republican candidates for California's governor still hold a lead in polls ahead of the June primary. Steve Hilton holds support of 17% of voters, and Chad Bianco holds 16%, according to a poll released by UC Berkeley's Institute of Governmental Studies. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:14.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. no hassles, and return my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. President Trump has acknowledged growing consolidation in agriculture, particularly on the cattle packing side. National Farmers Union Vice President Jeff Kipley.
Well, this is something we've been on for a long time, and it's great to finally get the attention of the administrations. You know, Biden administration towards the end of his term started to look into this, and now Trump is seeing that there's an issue and putting his administration on it as well. And so that is real encouraging to us that they at least acknowledge a problem and are looking into it to see what we can do about it.
Another important issue to the National Farmers Union is the Farm Bill. Kipley says with high input costs and low prices, it is important that a Farm Bill be passed.
This is something that farmers need across the country right now with the high input costs and the low prices. We are seeing a little bit of rebound in the bean and corn markets right now, but we really need that Farm Bill. The conservation title is kind of left out of what they passed in the Big Beautiful Bill. And so to get this Farm Bill 2.0 or the short Farm Bill, whatever you want to call it, is, you know, very important. And so we're glad to see some movement. We'd like to see a few things changed in it, maybe strengthen up that safety net a little bit more, reimagine a few different things, but at least it's progress. And that's, you know, that's what we're taking away from this, is it's moving in the right direction.
National Farmers Union Vice President Jeff Kipley.
March 19th, Barstar Cattle's annual bull sale offering 53 yearling and age advantage bold and horned Hereford bulls, as well as 120 replacement heifers, including 80 F1 black baldies at their annual sale at the ranch south of Muscle Shell, Montana. A program rooted in phenotype and formed to function with EPDs that matter in mind, Barstar Genetics provide performance in the pasture, feedlot, and on the rail. Buy Barstar Hereford bulls because feeder calf buyers don't pay premiums for ugly ones. Catalog and videos along with online bidding through Live Egg for the Barstar Cattle annual production sale, March 19th.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
The Taylor Ranch has a new bison harvest in, and it's selling fast. I'm Susanna Luthi, host of KPRL's Free Talk California and Rancher. I want our community to thrive one plate of bison at a time. We've got new offerings like spicy bison sausage and a bison club that keeps you in meat all year long and gives special perks like a ranch bison safari. Bison transports you back 100 years when meat was what nature intended. Wild, wildly nutritious, and so very delicious. Order now at Taylor Ranch 1868.
KPRL News continues at 7:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Aside from water, tea is the most widely consumed beverage in the world. It can be found in almost 80% of U.S. households, according to the Tea Association of the USA, Incorporated. More than 160 million Americans drink tea, yet tea isn't grown domestically. Atef Swellam, director of the University of California Kearney Agricultural Research and Extension Center in Fresno County, would like to see California farmers capitalize on this untapped market. We import about 120 million pounds of tea into the U.S. annually, spending about $6 billion, Swellam said. He added that as San Joaquin Valley's farmlands is retired to comply with California's Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, the niche crop could give growers a way to maximize profit per acre. This week, farmers are invited to the Kearney Agricultural Research and Extension Center to learn about opportunities for growing and marketing the crop. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance, 434-3276. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 90s. Northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies tonight with low 50s. North winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the low 90s. North-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny Friday, partly cloudy on Saturday. Mostly sunny Monday, partly cloudy on Monday. Sunny on Tuesday and Wednesday next week. Low 90s Friday, mid-80s this weekend into Monday and Tuesday, 83 a week from today. Currently, it is 49 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:21.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opening lower this morning on Wall Street, threatening a two-day winning streak. Futures had been soaring, but then wholesale inflation came in much hotter than expected in February. Analysts were forecasting a 3/10 jump, but the producer price index showing costs rose 0.7%, and that was before the unrest in the Middle East. Ahead of the Federal Reserve interest rate decision this afternoon, President Trump writing on Truth Social this morning, when is too late Powell lowering interest rates? Federal Reserve policymakers are expected to leave those rates untouched. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell will speak to the media following the Open Market Committee meeting. And Williams-Sonoma raising the retailer's quarterly dividend by 15% to 76 cents from 67 cents. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Frank Lanza, invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us. And it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty, that's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219-9910.
CNC Tree Service, locally owned by Randall and Shannon Clegg for 38 years. Tree removal, trimming, cabling, corrective pruning, stump grinding, brush and road clearance. They have the equipment for any residential or commercial job. If you want instant shade with mature trees, they have the only spade truck in the area to plant or move your large trees. CNC has moved oaks, manzanita, olives, palms, pepper, and various others. Licensed and insured, member of the International Society of Arboriculture. Call 805-434-0914.
Into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental. You got some work ahead of you. Make sure it's working just fine, mighty fine. And of course, they're there on El Camino Real, Atascadero, your Honda Power Equipment dealer. 238-5775, which you can text 238-KPRL to join us on this Wednesday edition. The right choice.
Skip a rope. Skip a rope. Oh, listen to the children while they play. Now, ain't it kind of funny what the children say?
The Morning Exchange. KPRL.
The immortal Henson Cargill with that one. Controversial song way back when, but that happens from time to time. All right, coming up on Sound Off this afternoon. Well, the Cattlemen's Association, you heard the story from Chris and pulling their endorsement for Dantona and other political issues. And Debbie Arnold will be in with Karen this afternoon. Gee, the Cattlemen's Association, this guy was hired, for lack of a better term, by Bruce Gibson. That's all you need to know, or should have known anyway. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I thought you'd appreciate this quote from Milton Friedman, Kevin. One of the great mistakes is to judge policies and programs by their intentions rather than their results.
Well, you know, for a few months I've been on this kick with the word good intentions.
Yep.
And boy, does it give the date and when he said that?
No, no, it's came in a Cato package. It's a bookmark with a.
Well,
anyway, no, it doesn't.
He's dead on with it, isn't he?
Yep, absolutely. I couldn't. I mean, right away, I got the picture of Obama and his all of his good intentions, and he gets a peace prize or something. You know.
Oh yeah, he did. He did win the Nobel Peace Prize for whatever. I don't know. I can't remember.
Well, yeah, for being charismatic or something in some people's eyes. Anyway, yeah.
So,
good intentions.
When do you make a generalization when you hear politicians when they mumble at, you know, things along these lines of their good intentions?
Do I do what?
Do you kind of make a generalization on them, whether you may vote for them or back them in any way?
Well, you have to take everything with a grain of salt, of course, and depending on the person, whether or not they're just mouthing things that they think will please people, attract them to their side, or or whether they're it's coming from their heart and their worldview.
Well, that's the hardest part, isn't it? If they're well, okay. So let me back up. Even if it's coming from their heart, that gets into at least my you know, my neighborhood of, well, it's coming from your heart. So those are supposed to be good intentions, but what are the long-term ramifications?
Or are they going to walk the talk?
Well, we have that, yes, you alluded to, with a lot of our politicians. But, you know, that's the difficult thing, obviously, for people to try and read through them when they're, you know, promising that, you know, they're going to save our lives and improve our quality of life. You know, all that stuff. You've heard it for all these years is to, find out, or not find out, but to, are you willing to give their backing because you trust them?
Yeah, it's really hard to know about their character if you don't, you know, if you're just seeing them or hearing them promote themselves or being promoted.
But can we get a, just from a our experience in life, get a sense when you are sizing somebody up based on, you know, some little things that, you know, a lot of us do, whether it's their eyes, their look, their body language, the way they're speaking, etc.?
Yeah, I think so. I think we all tend to make judgments about all those things, whether it's correct or always, you know, always right, the right thing to do. We can have prejudices just from looks and somebody's persona that they present.
Well, it's kind of that, a little bit of that is judging a book by its color.
By its color or by its cover?
By its cover. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, you know what's funny about it? When we were talking during this conversation, I started thinking about comedians and how some of their skits are, shall we say, life lessons.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear people speak a certain way, you're making a judgment. And I can, you know, just think, flash through my mind of some comedy skits where you have them doing the slick salesman part. They're making fun of it. And but a lot of us have come across those type of people in our lives where they're automatically your best friend. You can trust them, and they're gonna give you blue heaven.
Yep. Yeah, I had people rock into a business who I had many years ago and say, "Hey, buddy," and I never saw the guy. I go, "Hey, yeah, I'm not your buddy. Where's this come from?" Well, you know where it's coming from. They want to saddle up to you and, "Hey, buddy, can you do this for me?" Right?
Yeah. We've come across those people, and yet they are in many cases, I don't know long term, but they're successful because people like that are still around.
Uh huh.
So
always will be.
Yeah, they will. All right. Well, thank you very much for that Milton Friedman quote.
All right.
All right. Okay. I got some help here, supposedly. Milton Friedman quote, "One of the great mistakes is to judge policies and programs by their intentions rather than the results." December 1975. Chris, in your short life, have you been able to kind of ward off or sward off or be aware of certain people by their delivery?
You mean the way they speak, or?
Well, you know, you're a little cautious that you're not buying into it.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
I think I was a lot more judgmental when I was, you know, a kid growing up in school. But nowadays, as an adult, like, I don't deal with many people to begin with.
So do you take them then with a grain of salt, or you just roll?
Pretty much with a grain of salt, yeah.
Okay. All right, well, again, our life's experiences are such that, you know, some people are just a lot more cautious. But, again, the good intentions are paved. I always forget what that is, but that's so true. All right, let's see here. Did we get something beginning there? Kevin, when are you? this, that. Nope. Okay. If you look at California water, environmentalists took over 30 years ago, I think. Okay. Well, that's true. But I always go back to this. Who let the environmentalists take over? The people we put in office. And some of the bonds or initiatives that we voted for, we've given them more power. Just like we've given them our politicians continuing power to steal money from us. And I do mean steal. There is another report out from Nick Shirley. And my goodness, this has to do with more money, more fraud in California. $170 million suspected fraud in California. And how many stories have we seen around the country, not just California, regarding fraud in our own money? How many of the programs have been scrutinized? And where is the money going? You know, remember Newsom pounded his fist down saying, you counties, you cities, you better check into the money that we've given you for the homeless and so forth. Where's any of that? Where's any of that? We have any reports regarding that? None that I'm aware of. And why wouldn't it be, why would it be up to the governor to do that? Why wouldn't the counties, the people, in this case, our board of supervisors, why wouldn't they do that anyway to make sure that to where the money is going? They don't do it. Why? Why? All righty, let's see here. Yesterday, a conversation with a gentleman was near the end of the show, and I asked him, I said, well, how much money do you think the state of California has lost over the X amount of years by by laws that were initiated that you can't buy certain products anymore in California? And I've never been able to find out anything regarding that, but we know that there's some have been banned, and this goes back to 2024. And this, you know, I know one of the biggies, because Jeff at, when he owned Glenn's Repair, talked about the gas-powered equipment. Now, you can still buy some gas-powered equipment in California, but the options are significantly restricted due to the law that took effect in January 1st, 2024, which banned the sale of most new small off-road engines. Now, retailers were allowed to sell off the remaining stock of gas-powered equipment produced before January of 2024. Now, the sale of used secondhand gas-powered lawn equipment is not prohibited. Now, larger equipment generators, some larger engines over 25 horsepower or equipment deemed preempted by federal law, might still be available, though many generators and pressure washers are also being phased out or subjected to stricter regulations, which, of course, that may depend on the area you live in. Now, some consumers buy equipment across state lines, though you must ensure it's California compliant, CARB compliant. As of 2024, it is illegal to sell new, small, gas-powered engines under 25 horsepower manufactured after December 31st, 2023, including lawnmowers, leaf blowers, string trimmers, those are weed whackers, chainsaws, and hedge trimmers. Now, usage is not banned. You can continue to use, so far, any gas-powered equipment you already own. And, of course, the aim is to reduce smog emissions, which the state claims are higher for these small engines than for passenger cars. Well, for most of us, how long do we use our lawnmower or leaf blower? A few minutes a week? Probably. Maybe. But here's one of the things, though, and I've come across this, that you may not be able to buy some of these things. Well, you can't buy some of these things in California. But if you go online to try and do it, some products say that they can't deliver to the state of California. I don't know why that is, if California as an agreement with these guys? I have no idea, but I'm wondering if many of you have come across where you've tried to get something here in the state because the state doesn't sell it anymore, and they say you can't deliver to this address. So there are ways around it. There's always ways around it. I mean, it's a little more cumbersome and maybe a little more expensive, but you can, if something pops up that they no longer, you're no longer allowed to buy in California, but you want it to continue, et cetera, et cetera, you can do what I did. I had it shipped to another state and then had that state ship it to me. That's the way around it. And again, I wonder over the course of X amount of years, how much money the state of California has lost because of that. Just curious if any of you have tried that. All right. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Your attorney general here in the state, Bonta, he is once again looking at ways to unveil tools to help more communities use the, well, I'll say government rules and regulations to prevent shootings. And this kind of goes, not kind of, it goes back to 2016. It is the gun violence restraining order. You may remember that. We've had so many laws passed in the X amount of years that we forget when they started, or may not even be aware that they came in. Now, this has to do with somebody getting a family member and other eligible community members to proactively prevent gun violence by presenting evidence to a court that another person poses a significant danger of harming themselves or others with firearms. One of the things that they don't point out on this is you've had, it doesn't give the number, but some quite a few cases here in the state of California of people who were just vindictive against somebody and would file with the local authorities that this person shouldn't have a gun or is in danger, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The good part, though, if there is, there is a process that people have to prove beyond a, not maybe reasonable doubt, but that this is, again, being vindictive. But, gee, what a surprise. Couldn't we have guessed that there were going to be people that do that, whether it's from a divorce or just somebody within your family you don't like, or strictly you don't like, or simply you don't like guns, and they could file and have filed with the local law enforcement about this. And it creates a headache for the person. So Bonta is, again, he's taking a bow on this, and he's honored to do this. He doesn't give any statistics on how much this has helped. But certainly, and the statistics too aren't fully there on how many people have been inconvenienced by those being vindictive because they took advantage of this law that went in effect in 2016. Just more laws, more laws. All right, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The Pastorable City Council unanimously approved a plan for a housing project on Creston Road, which includes 12 duplex buildings on a 4.32-acre property near Rolling Hills. Each condo has private yards, attached two-car garages, and the lot contains guest parking spaces. 29 oak trees will be planted to replace the removal of 10 oak trees for the project. San Luis Obispo County Cattlemen's Association has withdrawn its support for a District 2 supervisor candidate. The Cattlemen's Association previously donated $2,500 to Jim D'Antona's campaign in October, but decided to withdraw support and endorsement after discussing a video of him denouncing the sheriff's office for releasing a video of protesters in the county jail speaking against ICE. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today with highs in the low 90s. It's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News.
Economist. I'm Therese Crowley. Dismantling Iran's terror network. Israeli strikes take out Iran's intelligence chief, who directed sleeper cells targeting Americans like President Trump.
A senior Israeli official has told Fox News that Iran's minister of intelligence is dead. Ismail Khatib was killed overnight in a precision strike. Khatib oversaw Iran's global intelligence apparatus, including alleged sleeper cells located around the world.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. It's all about Homeland Security today in Senate confirmation hearings for Senator Mark Wayne Mullen to lead the agency and take over from Kristi Noem. But Democrats still fighting funding the department over ICE reforms. Something new at Costco, fertility treatments to customers in a partnership with healthcare providers at a steep discount up to 80%. America's listening to Fox News.
Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Eight years ago, we opened Stove and Spa Center, and we are old and tired. We finally decided it's time to enjoy retirement. So we're having a huge store-wide sale. That's right, folks. If you've been thinking of getting a stove, insert, or fireplace, now is the time to get one. We have lots of inventories, and it all needs to go quickly. We have wood, gas, pellet units, and they are priced to sell. We have burn models up to 40% off. We also have fireplace screens, grates, steamers, gloves, and other hearth accessories all on sale to move. Don't miss the great opportunity to get items at a great price while supplies last. Stove and Spa Center is closing our doors, so don't miss this incredible store-wide deals. All sales are final and must take possession of product within 10 days of purchase. Come see all the items available to put into your home. Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero, between Curbarill and Morrill Roads, open Tuesday through Saturday.
Valley Fresh Market, the great new grocery store in Atascadero, is listening to the people in the North County. They have been dropping prices every day, and there's more to come. As you stroll through the store, try a complimentary taste of the coffee that they roast and grind daily in their store. The bakery makes wonderful fresh cookies, pies, and so much more in their in-house combi oven. The Valley Fresh Market Deli is your one-stop shop for feeding the family while you're busy. Self-serve cooked meatloaf, chicken, curry pork, and Creekstone tri-tip. The salad bar is loaded with wonderful soups and fresh salad items, as well as hot food like the orange chicken. They even have homemade pizza dough in their pizzas. The meat department grinds their own burger and sirloin and house-made chorizo. And they are getting more and more organic foods all of the time to keep you healthy. Valley Fresh Market is family-owned and operated. Look for the suggestion boxes to let them know what you need. The freshest food from local people.
North County Weather. Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Well, support the Australian Warbirds Museum. April 1st, they got pizza and movie night. It's into flight once more. It's a 60-minute documentary of C-47s and DC-3s flying to Normandy for the 75th anniversary of D-Day. You can watch Betsy's Biscuit Bomber and the local crew. Aerial footage shows formation flying in jumpers over Normandy. How about that? Pizza by the slice and drinks are available for purchase, so mark your calendars and register online at ewarbirds.org, and that will help out how many pizzas they can order, but that'd be quite the film to see, the documentary of that. Wow, that's pretty cool stuff. Pretty cool stuff right in our own backyard. Let's see here. I got to flip the page where they stuck together. No, here they are. Okay, this is the North San Luis Obispo County Concert Association. They have the concert featuring Zaja, and that's coming up the 19th of April. All right, so they got this in nice and early, and that will take place at the Trinity Lutheran Church on Creston Road. Charge $30 at the door. Season tickets will be prorated, and members are prepaid. Okay, so there you go. So come watch and hear this. They've been doing this for quite a few years. That's NSLOCC.org. That's North San Luis Obispo County Concert Association.org. So you just shorten it up there and you get there. And many of you know how to do it because you've been doing it and helped supporting them for many, many years. And enjoy. All righty. Your community calendar was brought to you by the good folks at the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant. They have outstanding scenery there. Just driving in, it's just beautiful and comfortable and so forth and so on. And great prices and good food, too. So, there you go. All right, we have 9.5 minutes away from 8 o'clock at The Right Choice.
Happy.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Let me see. March, April. Well, you got Easter. Do people still do some, you know, pretty cool gifts and things like that? Trinkets or rings or whatever, bracelets for Easter? Maybe that's, well, hopefully it still happens. All right, so let's see here. Our local celebrities. He's not the one, I don't think anyway, who played professional football for the New England Patriots as quarterback, but we have Steve Grogan leading off, Matt Hall, Jeremy Joaquin, Joe Lopez, the one and the only Don Campbell's having a birthday today, Brogan Peterson, Ray Longrini, Heidi Preston, and Katie Emery. Those are your local celebrities having their really big day today. On my right-hand side, let's see. Who do we have? Oh, fairly long. John Calhoun, who's vice president under John Quincy Adams. 1782, 1850, not the pitcher, but the president, twice, Grover Cleveland. 1837, 1908. Diesel, you go, folks that drive diesels, well, Rudolph Diesel was born in 1858 and died in 1913. The Coward from Britain, British Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain, 1869, 1940. One of the great character actors of all time. Again, he's just one of those, when I see him, I laugh. And he also did the Fractured Fairy Tales on the Bullwinkle show, but he was... Just thinking of him and trying to picture his face, I start laughing. Edward Everett Horton, 1886-1970. Robert Donat, he was the actor. He was born in 1905. He passed away in 1958. And he was in the original, the best version, by the way, of Goodbye, Mr. Chips. That was in 1939, that year for all those fabulous movies. And again, he died in 1958. He suffered from some physical ailments most of his life. Smiley Burnett, 1911. He passed away in 1967. He was an actor and also did a little bit of singing, a little bit of singing. Onward we go, the Motorsports Hall of Fame guy, Andy Granatelli, 1923-2013, from Mission Impossible, and the brother of actor James Arness, Peter Graves. 1926-2010, the author, George Plimpton, 1927, he passed away in 2003, the writer, John Updike, 1932-2009, car guy, another one, Mark Donahue, 1937, he was killed at a Grand Prix race, I think it was in Austria, and that was in 1975, one of the great country singers of all time, man, love this guy's voice. Pretty good baseball player, too. Played in the minor leagues. Charlie Pride was born in 1938. He died in 2020 from the Grand Ole Opry. Speaking of country entertainer, Margie Bowes, 1941. Pitcher with the Atlanta Braves and the Expos back then. Pat Jarvis, 1941. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, Wicked Wilson Pickett. Yeah. 1941-2009, this guy was an All-American out of Duke. Matter of fact, I think he may have been one of Duke's first All-American basketball players, and he played on the 64 Olympic team. Had a pretty good pro career, Jeff Mullins. Jeff was born in 1942 from Kojak, Crocker. Kevin Dobson, 1943. He died in 2020. We used to have him on the show here, Michael Reagan, his talk show, yeah. He was born in 1946. He passed away this past January. From Procol Harum, B.J. Wilson, he was the drummer, 1947. Guy Lapointe, you know that he has to be hockey, 1948. From the Doobie Brothers, John Hartman, one of the drummers. He was born in 1950. And let's see here, Ben Cohen of Ben and Jerry's Ice Cream. He was born in 1951. Pro Football Hall of Fame center, he was known as Iron Mike. Played with the Steelers, 4 Super Bowl rings, and let me see, more games than any player in Steeler history. Wow. Mike Webster was born in 1952. He died in 2002. One of the great skiers, you may remember him from the Olympics, Ingemar Stenmark, Swedish, 1956. Onward we go. The song or the whatever, Fame, Irene Cara, 1959. Vanessa Williams, the singer and actress, I guess, 1963. Olympic gold medalist, world record holder, speed skater. That's fun to watch, isn't it? Bonnie Blair, she was born in 1964. From Alice in Chains, Jerry Cantrell, 1966. Bad Moon Horizon, Andre Rison, pretty good receiver, but a little bit of a case. He was born in 1967, considered rap's first lady, Queen Latifah, 1970. Brian Griese, quarterback out of Michigan, played had a pretty decent NFL career, and of course he is the son of Bob Griese, and he's not a he was a pretty good not play-by-play, but announcer on college football games, and I think last year he was a quarterback coach with the 49ers. I think, I'm not sure. Onward we go here. Who let me see. Brian was born in what year? 1975. Okay. Also we have Lily Collins, the actress, 1989, and Madeline Carroll, the actress, was born in 1996. Passing away today, just, well, one of the best ever. Simple as that. Chuck Berry, 2017. Hard to believe it's been that long already. Yep, the Chuck word. Charles Edward Anderson Berry. Man, thanks for the memories. From Mamas and the Bums, John Phillips, he died in 2001. Johnny Appleseed, the American folk hero, 1845 is when he gone. Fess Parker, 2010. I had an opportunity to meet him a couple of times. Wish I never had. Of course, he was in the Disneyland's Davy Crockett and so forth and so on, and Daniel Boone. And as a matter of fact, the Davy Crockett, some of you may remember, it launched the coonskin hat craze. And he died in 2010, and I believe that is it. Yes, indeed, that is it. All right. Going to the top list today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. How big was he? How big was he? Well, Charlie Pride was pretty darn big. From 1969 to 1970, he was the top-selling artist on RCA Records. Outselling Elvis Presley, and John Denver. Charlie Pride had 52 top 10 hits, 30 which made it to number one. Absolutely an amazing career. And it all started down there in Sledge, Mississippi, and so forth and so on. His family was sharecroppers, and he had two things he liked to do. He liked to play the guitar, but he loved baseball, and he pitched for the Memphis Red Sox to the Negro Leagues. He signed with the Boise Yankees, and he had some injuries along the way. But then things started to pick up musically for him, and as they say, the rest is history. The one and the only Charlie Pride goes to the top of the list.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Travelers in both directions of Highway 46 east of Chelan will encounter overnight one-way reversing traffic control. Control will begin tonight at 6 p.m. and go till 6 a.m. on Thursday. Travelers can expect delays of about 20 minutes. The superintendent of the San Luis Coastal Unified School District has announced he will retire in July 2027. Eric Prater has served as the superintendent for the district for 17 years, having started in 2010, and served 34 years in public education in California. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today with highs in the low 90s. It's 54 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Charlie Pride passed away December 12th, 2020. He was 86 years old. Well, thank goodness we have the vinyl to still listen to that magnificent voice of his. All right, that's it. One more to go. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.